Today is an experiment in meta magic, and you may ask yourselves what meta magic may be. Meta magic is magic that doesn't really exist, but you still make believe. You pretend that it's beautiful, that there are fractals of energy spinning with voice. You are pretending, you are making believe, nothing more. This is our fourth, fifth, or perhaps sixth Fluxcast. And we are gathered in a beautiful, beautiful covered terrace in the heart of Ibiza. Today we shall do our best to conjure irresistible humanity. If you feel you have a taste and expression of what irresistible humanity is, I would like everyone to shoot that here into the middle of the circle. To give the microphone to my very good friend Helena with a very simple question. What for you is a vision of irresistible humanity?
Singing together is feminine, is spiritual, is community, is the future.
It's the future.
Future.
Singing together is the future. Well, I say let's conjure that reality. If in the future everyone is singing using vibrational technology, can we hear some voices? Can we get some voices? Can we get some voices? Some voices, can we get some voices? Everyone sings. You can also sing while you're speaking. You can also sing while you're speaking. You fill your words with a little bit of emotion, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. So Helena, let me ask you one more question, my friend. One more question, my friend. If we all start singing, would that bring about a harmonious reality, society, global community?
If we all start singing in human scale, local communities, and we do it at that scale but link up with others around the world, yes.
Yes.
We will find love, we'll find peace, we'll find the world we want. We've been silenced by a dominant system that's been crushing us and crushing life. We're waking up to life.
Yes. Perhaps we will find it. Perhaps it will find us. Perhaps
it is finding us. It's finding us. Would find us, or we would project it out into the world, again just by pretending, by making believe that we're good human beings. I smoked a bit of marijuana before, so please be patient with me. What do you think? That's the question. To dream it into existence. My question is, can we dream a new reality into existence? No, we need to dream and act. And we need to pay attention to the inner, the energy, the mind, and the outer, and the material, the garden, the water, the structures, the material, completely interlinked. No, we can't only dream. We need to act. We need to be practical also.
We can only dream.
Can't only dream. Then we... not much fun. We want to be alive. We're not so alive when we're dreaming.
So we could embody our dreams. Let's bring our dreams into our body. Let's live our dreams. Let's be a dream. A living dream. A dream that is embodied into flesh, with blood, and bones, in the earth, in the rivers. Let's take care of our dreams and take care of our bodies and our families and our communities and of each other.
And the gardens.
And the gardens and the flowers.
That sounds beautiful.
Together. tenemos que cuidarlo. Sí, we need to care, tenemos que cuidarlo.
have a suspicion that we can dream reality into existence. But we need to follow up with actions. Like when you wake up from your dream and you go, I can fly. Or you wake up from a beautiful, beautiful place, the Garden of Eden, and you say, I know exactly where I want to go. And sometimes I wonder if imagination can travel faster than reality. The question is how to hold it. I have told people in the circle that I feel that someday we can enter a state of permanent magic. If we just know how to keep dancing. If we know how to keep singing and speaking in prose.
Can I also say that I had a reaction to my book, Ancient Futures, where I write about learning from indigenous culture, about how to rear our children, how to live. One woman wrote to me, she said, thank you for letting me know that our dreams are ancient memories. So I'm in favor of the awakening to the deep embodied memory in our gut, in our bones, in our souls. So it's both the memory and the dream. And the practical.
I want to add to that. There's something called Mundus Imaginalis. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Mundus Imaginalis is the space between where your mind meets your imagination and it takes you on a journey. And the way that we access the Mundus Imaginalis is not just through our voice, it's through our hearts. So if you imagine that you are telling a story and you don't know where that story is going to go, it's coming through that portal of the Imagine Mundus Alis. So it's just, I think when we're singing, if you can just imagine going beyond where you think you're going to go, and then you go into somewhere new, that's where we create. So I think you need to go there.
To the Mundo Imaginalis.
You need to go to the Mundus Imaginalis.
Mundus Imaginalis.
Mundus Imaginalis.
How do I get a ticket, Natalie?
Oh, I can think about that. Just start now.
We have a character from Persia, or the land otherwise known as Iran, known as Iran, home of so much beautiful poetry and mysticism. Can we get a big round of applause for Amir? A round of applause for Amir. He's gonna share some poetry with us, if you agree and we make no fuss.
We have a word for this. It's Samo, which is the experience of the unity of being through the medium of music. One of the few pillars of Sufi practice. But there's been talk of magic, and I'll recite a 14th century poem from Hafez. Moro bas, basta, bas, mo, moi. So when I say moro bas, it means basta pour nous, por basta por nosotros. گلعذاری ز گلستان جهان ما را بس، ز این چمن سایه آن سرو روان ما را بس. From the rose garden of the world, this bed of flowers is enough for us. And from this lawn, the shadow of the flowing cypress is enough for us. ما را بس. من و همصحبتی اهل ریا دورم باد، ز گرانان جهان رطل گران ما را بس. Speaking to hypocrites of this world is not for us. From the luxuries of the world, the bejeweled cup is enough for us. That's a reference to the Holy Grail in our tradition, which is Jam Jam, the bejeweled cup of the Emperor Jamshid, in which he saw the past and the future. از قصر فردوس به پاداش عمل می بخشند، ما که رندیم و گدا دیر مغان ما را بس. The paradisical garden is the reward of those of action, but for us profligate beggars, the abode of the Magians is enough for us, the room in the monastery. Here we come back to magic, the magi. بنشین بر لب جوی و گذر عمر ببین، که این اشارت ز جهان گذران ما را بس. Sit beside the stream and watch transient life, watch life passing, for this impression of the transient life is enough for us. نقد بازار جهان بنگر و آزار آن، گر شما را نبس این سود و زیان ما را بس. From the cash of this world and the trading, just watching it, if that's not enough for you, it certainly is for us. دولت، and I think this is the last line. یار با ماست چه حاجت که زیادت طلبیم، دولت صحبت آن مونس جان ما را بس. He is with us, the divine. What use asking for more? The bounty of the companionship of him or her is enough for us. And tabichon abo gozalay rabon marabas. The most important line is the last one, where he says tab'e chon ab o ghazal-haye ravan ma ra bas. He says complaining of what fate serves, the cup of fate, is unworthy. A temperament like water and quatrains that flow is enough for us, ma ra bas. So it's about the creative life, it's about stepping out of the system, because the system, it's through our desires for wealth and status and all that we get integrated into the system. But here's a man, 14th century, stepping out of that, saying the simple life and clarity and insight and creative individuation, that is basta por nosotros.
Do me a favor. Don't go just yet. Hold that energy. There's something very beautiful there. Can you take this microphone once more and bring it closer to your mouth and just recite the last phrase over and over with expression for us?
تب چون آب و غزل‌های روان ما را بس، طبع چون آب و غزل‌های روان ما را بس، طبع چون آب و غزل‌های روان ما را بس. Prabhu, Aval Hoya Ravan Morabas. Amlichon Obo, Kazan Hoya Ravan Morabas. Amlichon Obo, Kazan Hoya Ravan Morabas. چون آبو غزل‌های روان ما را بس.
Amir, thank you so much. Can we get a big round of applause for Amir, please? Like to coin a saying, and that saying is that a civilization cannot be better than the quality of its imagination. It cannot be better than the quality of its poetry, of its music, of its architecture. And obviously, it can't survive without beautiful food and a healthy relationship with the earth.
For me, civilization is the problem. Civilizations were always expansionist, conquering cultures and incorporating them. For me, the answer is cultures, multiple, peaceful, feminine cultures.
You've just dropped the mic, but don't drop the mic.
And I knew nobody. So I wandered the streets of Santillalia looking for some mysterious thing, as many had told me there was something mysterious going on this magical island. And I started to notice there were many little statues of gremlins around Santillalia. Has anybody noticed that? Well, I really started to notice this. The trail led along the river, which takes you to the Devil's Bridge. And next to this bridge, there is a sign that tells you about the spirit of the elf Amelias, and that every year on the 6th of June, you may capture one of these spirits. I wonder who will be heading to the bridge tonight. Last year, I went there alone. And there was one other man there waiting with a jar, trying to catch one. And there I was, as I do, fearlessly and vulnerably, ran under the bridge, ready to face whatever fate would meet me. And the man warned me. He said, "No, don't do that. My aunt is a witch. Do you know what you're doing?" I said, "I've got absolutely no idea what I'm doing." But maybe with a group like tonight, maybe somebody around here will know what they're doing. And maybe, just maybe, may we catch one of the El Familiar spirits.
Hey, is that what we're doing tonight? We're catching El Familiars. Nah, that sounds like a good idea. But I reckon we shouldn't chase them, we should lure them into the circle. Would you make space for the El Familiars in the circle, or is that a bad idea? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Let's think about it. Okay, I've got a question. There are magical creatures that we wish truly existed beyond our imagination. I don't know. Maybe some people fantasize with unicorns or leprechauns or who knows. So I have a question. What fantastical creature would you imagine into existence? Imagine so hard that it would find an expression, a physical body in this dimension. Anybody? Mermaids. Mermaids. If you live in Ibiza, you know we've got many mermaids already. And we've got a siren or two as well. Mermaids. What else? What else? Zeus!
Dragons.
But I've got a question. Who would deal with Zeus then? Or would he have to go to a masculinity course so he could hang out with us and say, dude, put all that toxicity away? What? 2.0. Beautiful.
How about orbs? Orbs. Orbs.
Orbs. Los gnomos. But gnomos are already stealing my socks. I don't think we need more gnomos.
I want some phoenix.
A phoenix. We... Oh, which one? Fireflies. But they exist for real. Well, I mean, so do mermaids and sirens, but they... Dragon. A big serpent?
Cosmic serpent.
Oh, I think we're on the cosmic serpent. I think we're the lice and the fleas. You want to bring in? Would you like to tickle the cosmic serpent? We can tickle the cosmic serpent. Going... also has something to share with us today. Can we get a bit of love for Muriel?
To be human is to feel. For how can we be fully alive without feeling the pain and the pleasure? The pleasure that pulsates through our veins, that washes over us in waves of ecstasy and despair, that deliciously penetrates our being when we fully embrace our humanness. To feel is to be alive, for emotions are energy in motion, rushing through our physical vessel, filling us with tingles, with heat and shivers. With the utter expansion felt in bliss, in joy, in love. To be alive is to feel fully and deeply. Because why wouldn't you want to feel it all? So don't you fear your feelings, darling, for they are a portal to your power, a gateway to exquisite pleasure. The entrance to the magical and tragic and rich and beautiful wonderland that is the human experience. experience.
With your lots of lover flair,
You know, I realized something, my friend. But I think I'll keep that joke for later. I have a lot of love and respect for you. And I would like you to take us to indigenous cosmology. I'd love you to. We're talking about irresistible humanity. Perhaps you have a story for us. Perhaps you have something to share.
The first story that came to mind, it gets a bit strange and then it gets good.
Hold on.
It gets a bit strange.
It is so bobby.
And then it gets good. So I was in the Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta in Colombia, and I was with the Kogi Mamos. The Kogi Mamos. And which is a very traditional indigenous group in Colombia. And the Mamo came and he made us do the following exercise. We had to stand and then we had to think of all the negative stuff that we had within us. And then we had to feel it collect out our body and slowly go down. And he used the Spanish word here, to our bladder. And then we had to feel our bladder getting fuller and fuller with this negativity. And then we had to put our hands like there somewhere underneath. And we had to imagine that it was coming out as urine, and this urine was coming into our hands. This is energetic urine. I told you the story gets weird. And he would just, and we were instructed to continue to let it all go and collect there in our hands as we were, it was pulling in this energetic negativity, was pulling there. And then after a while, when it was all collected, we were instructed to go to the Mamo, and he reached with his hands like this, and then we had to deposit all of this negative energetic pee into his hands. And he proceeded to receive all of this from each of us. And then he took it all and he went somewhere and he disappeared for a while. And I asked his apprentice, what is he doing? And he said, there is a place over there where there's a mother. They believe that there's different mothers of different things, spiritual mothers. And this mother, This that we gave is food for her. So he's gonna feed this mother with this negativity, right? And this made me think of poo. Yeah? And it made me think how poo becomes fertilizer and how poo becomes the food of plants and how the most negative things that we can excrete, when they are put in the right place, they become the food for the next thing. And this is what the Kogis in their, for the Kogis, this was not just sort of a reality of ecosystem. This was a spiritual reality. So that even spirituality, spiritually, all the most negative things and the most disgusting things and the things that we don't want and no one wants and they smell bad and they're rotten, if you can find the right place for them, they will become food that will fertilize the next flowers that will grow. And grow and grow and
grow. Grow, 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 grow.
Romero, afuera lo malo que venga lo bueno. Romero, Romero, afuera lo malo que venga lo bueno.
Romero,
In nature, there is no trash. And people may think very poorly of themselves, but there is an insect, a bacteria, a worm, which will eat you up and think you are the most delicious thing in the universe. And that's a beautiful thought to hold. That's a beautiful thought to hold. That's something that means so much pain or something unpleasant can be nutrition or nourishment to another. When I was with the Kogis, the same thing happened to me. They say, put the pain, everything that doesn't serve you, into the pagamento. It might be very nauseous for you, but for the spirits, it's supercharged with energy that they not only digest, but also bring so many nutrients.
There are times of the year where something in me cracks open, and something which is far beyond my understanding connects and flows through me. Today is such a day. Maybe it also flows through you, but I will share my story. Today we were taking a swim with my beloved in Beniras. And as I was swimming, I looked to the side, and there on the cliff, there was a rock. There was a rock. And with that rock, there was the instant calling, the calling of the kind I have experienced hundreds of times. It's so deep. It's something from deep, from the soul, that wants to reconnect. I acknowledged that calling, and I climbed up to that rock. And what was waiting there, what I encountered, was amazing, deep, deep space of golden light being present there, connected with the energies of the earth, and waiting, patiently waiting to connect with the wisdom of us humans, with the wisdom of humanity, the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom, her intelligence, patiently waiting to weave together with humanity, to co-create, to inspire, to create a new world.
Journey today, journey of reconnection, na na na, and that was my journey today, the journey of reconnection, the journey of reconnection.
Journey of reconnection. That was my journey today.
You people want to move around, you want to live in a reality, not just describe it. But before we move on to the dancing, that is if you want dancing, do you want dancing? If you want some dancing? Before we move on to the dancing, I would like to invite Rachel to share a little bit about meta magic and meta culture. No, don't stand up yet, don't stand up, don't get too excited. Because we still have to create a little bit of energy to bring up the crescendo.
Just get excited, pick up that music, pick up the beat, pick up that sound. We're not stopping, we are not going to just sit around. So get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up. We're gonna move our bodies, so shake it around. Because we got a special day coming. It's this girl from our town. And she's flowing, she's going fast. And it is meta culture. Oh my God, I didn't know I was gonna rap, but I thought I was gonna give something else. So I'm gonna let the stars shine down. I'm gonna let it come around. I'm gonna let it get real high. Cause we all this culture coming alive. It's here, it's now, Ibiza now. Let's get going. Let's hear it going. Let's hear it going. It is divine, masculine and feminine coming. It's era, sister, full human. Because we are shaking it to the left and the right. And our prayers are coming down. Because we are the shining light that is bringing the future. It's coming, it's now. So we are about to throw it down. All our dharma, all our karma, all our healing, all our tribe. Because this is the spirit and it's bringing us alive. And we are coming, we are here now. And it is because we take the sacred vow to the altar and the mighty and indigenous. It's true because you know what it is, all of us, it's in me and it's you. So we are here, meta culture, holo movement. It's the right culture and we are going to be the particles that are going to be bringing every one of those miracles into the future. Because our children will be known that they are here, their divine right is right there on that throne. So come on, come alive, it will all be true. Because it's not just me, it's not just you, it's what we here to do. Just waiting to be awakened. If there was a memory of an ancient future, when you saw it, it would not be mistaken. All you needed was the beginning of the joke to fall into the punchline. And although it had eluded you before, there was something different this time. There were people who got it. There were human beings that need no explanation. There were people who got it. People spoke less to say more, less to say more, less to
say more. Let's just say more. Let's just say more. Smoke, let's to say more.
Face this question, he will say, oh yeah, that the world is here only to enjoy, to make the most of it. I do the best that I can. But then the question is, how do you affect those around you? How do you behave like an organism when it's not just you having fun? How do you behave like an organism?
from the one. How do you behave like an organism? Where it's not only the few that have fun, only the few that have fun.
Story from the desert of Australia. One of the stories I've been honoured to witness. So right out in the middle of the desert, I went with the aunties. We went with the aunties walkabout, and it's a very special day of the year, and they eat this worm called the witchetty grub. It's a yellow worm. It lives in one root of one tree. But before eating this witchetty grub, we had to climb up to the top of this granite boulder in the middle of the desert, very hot. So we're climbing with the aunties for many hours to go up to the top of this granite boulder. And at the top of this granite boulder, in the middle of the desert, there's three huge holes full of water. And around all these holes, which is already incredible, and around all these holes full of water, there's these tiny little balls of yellow ochre. And so the women started to tell the story of the witchetty grub that they were going to eat. And they taught us that before eating, we honour it and we create more. So this is how we get to be in this co-creation with this beautiful planet, Pachamama, and her enchanted beings. Is before going to eat it, they created more by telling the story. So this for me is a wonderful, enchanted human. Oh.
Wait. I believe there's more to that story.
There always is.
I feel there's a second part to it.
So then we went down the mountain.
Tell me.
So we went down, took many hours by the hand. We took the aunties to the tree, to the sacred tree. In the root there is a grub, it's a witchy grub. We had to dig, we dug it up. Many prayers, giving thanks. On the fire they went, macadamia butter. Thank you, witchy crop, it was delicious. Gracias, gracias, gracias. Pure proteína for the aunties in the black skirts. Once a year they eat, they go home happy in the tribe. Happy with the little, little people that we are. Creating more as we walk every step.
I have a recipe I've never tried before, but I'm certain it will be so delicious that it will lay us down on the floor. There's a girl, Yasmin, who sings very nice. Yesterday we were conjuring magic, and I know she'd like to make friends with your voice. And I also know that Aura came to join us, and that was just an additional element to the recipe I had not expected. So if we could bring you into the circle, make some room for these women, this is gonna get very good. Me. Music in the space, if you wish the muses to make an appearance. I think we've got all the elements just right. We just need eyes that wish to see it.
Thank you.
what would happen if people started dreaming together? People started dreaming together, and all of a sudden, shit got messy. I think the beautiful thing about dreams is that for a moment, 8 hours a day, if you're good to yourself, you get to live unbridled creativity and imagination. Your light and your shadow gets to dance in ways that are unimaginable. And it just reminds me that sometimes I feel that the body is but a training, like training wheels for the soul, so that we might not succumb to ugly thoughts or unpleasant visions. Well, what if this is really a dream? And the best we can do is to dream beautiful with other people. As the Kogis would say, hablar bonito, hablar la verdad con dulzura, with sweetness, with tenderness. Yes. And so my feeling, again, why we're gathered here is just an experiment to humanity. How can we just get together, fuck around, take off the training wheels, and just see how beautiful we can actually make this? And then we realize, who is doing what at any given moment, where the space wants to be guided, who is present, who is focused, who's not focused. And if I could gift you as your friend 15 more minutes of random chaotic blissful delight, and as we close these lovely sessions we've had almost every Thursday night, one more time to drink of the well of infinite creativity. What could be better, more beautiful than to do that in the absolute best fucking company? Yeah, ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-